Mr. Suak, Social Studies. State power, got a reservation. States have power. If you've ever been to a wedding, you probably heard the officiant wrap things up by saying, "By the power vested in me by the state of blank, I now pronounce." The person performing the wedding got the power to perform weddings from the state. But where did the state get the power to give that power? Little countries. If you look up state in the dictionary, one of the definitions will sound a lot like the definition of country. That's because state is another word for country or nation. A state is a political unit that has the authority to govern itself. The United States is a group of states that decided to unite themselves under a single government. When states do that, they are not considered countries. And yet, they have their own governments, and they have their own power. The Constitution treats states partially as if they were independent countries and partly as small units within one big country. It lets states have the power to do a lot of things, but it gives some power only to the federal government. Hey, that's reserved. The Constitution gives a specific list of powers to the federal government, but even if you read the entire Constitution, you won't find a list of powers for states. And so the Constitution says this: the power not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Delegated means assigned or given. Reserved means set aside. So under the Constitution, if a power isn't specifically given to the federal government, it is a power set aside for the states, unless the Constitution says it's something states aren't allowed to do. There are no reserved powers for the federal government. It only has the powers the Constitution says it has. That's no fun. So what can't states do? You might want a cool little title like Sir Brandon or Princess Caitlin, but you won't be getting one from your state government. It's not allowed. Granting titles of nobility is one way many things the Constitution says the states can't do. It also something that the federal government can't do. Other no-nos include things that would interfere with the federal government's abilities to exercise its own powers. These are things like making treaties with other countries or starting a war. The Constitution also says no to states causing problems for other states. For example, a state can't charge taxes on goods brought in from another state. Go for it. So what powers have the green light for states? That's like saying you can't have pizza, tacos, or mac and cheese for dinner. Now go list everything you can have. There are a lot of powers this Constitution doesn't say anything about at all. There's nothing about education, healthcare, fire protection, police, marriage, driver's licenses, how many dogs you can have, what happens to your stuff when you die, or whether skateboards are allowed at a park. State and local governments have the power to make rules about all that and much, much more. They exercise this power by adopting constitutions of their own and by passing their own laws. Share and share alike. What if the Constitution says the federal government can't do something, but doesn't say the states can't do it? For example, the Constitution gives the federal government the right to collect taxes, but it doesn't say states can't collect taxes. Does that mean that they both can collect taxes? In this case, yes. One collecting taxes doesn't stop the other from collecting taxes. Share powers are called concurrent powers. Concurrent means at the same time. States can't share a power the Constitution gives only to the federal government, and if sharing a power would cause a conflict, then the power can't be shared. Other concurrent powers include running a court system, enforcing laws, and borrowing money. Speaking of local governments, the Constitution says nothing about counties, cities, towns, boroughs, or any other small unit of government. It's up to the states to decide what kinds of smaller governments to create and what powers those local governments should have. States rely on local governments to deliver certain kinds of services to people. That's because the smaller the unit of government, the closer that government is to the people. States also give local governments the power to make their own decisions about making things like whether your dog needs to be on a leash or whether Ugly Mart can build a 100-foot purple store downtown. Local governments are also usually empowered to collect property and sales taxes. State power and federal funding. Sometimes the federal government would like to pass a nationwide law, but because the state and federal power split, it can't. But in some cases, it can influence states to change their own laws. This is because over time, cash-strapped states have become more and more dependent on federal money in order to provide services to state citizens. One example is federal highway funds. Years ago, research showed that many fatal accidents were caused by young people who had been drinking. The federal government didn't have the power to raise the drinking age, so in 1984, it told states that they would not receive highway funds unless they raised the drinking age to 21. All the states complied. Activity. Strike it. Things are getting out of control in the state of Pendiana. The state legislature has seriously overreached its power with its new set of laws. Number one, read Pendiana's new laws and compare them to the federal power cheat sheet. Then strike or cross out any laws that the state of Pendiana does not have the power to pass. Careful. Some of the powers are concurrent, so both states and federal government can have them. Laws of the state of Pendiana. Weights and measures. A standard of measure is in the state of in the state of Pennsylvania shall be length, hands, weight, stones, volume, hogshead. Vehicles. All vehicles owned by the state citizens of Pennsylvania must be registered with the state. Registration must be renewed each year. International relations, war, by a 3/4 vote, the legislator of the state of Pennsylvania may declare war on any sovereign nation of the world. Treaties, the governor of Pennsylvania may negotiate treaties with other nations. Education, the state of Pennsylvania shall provide a free education to every child. Taxes, the tax rate for the state of Pennsylvania shall be income tax 5%, property tax 2.5%, sales tax 3%. In addition, there shall be a tax of 10% on all goods manufactured in the state except Pennsylvania. Local governments. Every city in the state of Pennsylvania must provide its own police force inside the city limits. Courts. For each court county of the state, there shall be a superior court. One judge shall be appointed for every 30,000 residents. Immigration. No citizen of a foreign country may live or work in the state without passing the Pennsylvania Citizenship Knowledge Test. And cities and towns. Each city and town in the state shall adopt a long-range general plan for growth and development. Federal Power Cheat Sheet. The Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excesses to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. But all duties, imposts, and excesses shall be uniform throughout the United States, to borrow money on the credit of the United States, to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states, with the Indian tribes, to establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and of foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coins of the United States, to establish post office and post roads, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive rights to their respective writings and discoveries, to constitute tribunal inferior to the Supreme Court, to define and punish piracies and felonies committed on high seas and offenses against the laws of nations, to declare war, grant letters or marquee and respial, to make rules concerning captures on land and water, to raise and support armies, but not appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years, to provide and maintain a navy, to make rules for the government and regulation of the land and naval forces, to provide the calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, to provide for the organization, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, reserving to the states respectively the appointment of the officers and the authority of training the militia according to the discipline prescribed by Congress, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square as may, by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislator of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, and to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers, and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or in any department or officer therefore.